Okay, good morning everyone. Enjoy coffee and donuts. We continue with Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We are in the Pirkei Siyum. We're in the concluding chapters. Our learning this morning is dedicated in the S'chus of Meir Hillel, Ben Reizel, Esther. We should have Besirus Tovos, Mirtz Hashem, Bekarov. So in the Pirkei Siyum, Rav Pinkus has been emphasizing to us at the conclusion of having developed the individuality and the distinction between all the different forms and paradigms of tefillah, having gone through Tzaka, Rina, Bitzur, Pegiya, Kriya, Pilo, Tachanunim, Chiloi, and so on and so forth, and all of these subtle and not so subtle distinctions, he's been emphasizing to us over and over again that davening tefillah is not something reserved for shul, and tefillah is not something reserved from the sitter. That we have that text and we have that format and template in order to ensure that we always daven. If we didn't have the daily obligation or we didn't have the template and we relied on davening when we felt like it, there might be days or weeks or months or years that would go by without our davening. To keep the means of communication open, we have the daily obligation, but that's not the core davening. The core davening is what comes from our heart. It's our personal yearning and reaching out. And when we daven, as we spoke about last week, the oiske betner shtickel breut, when we daven for even our material things, we transform that material into spiritual. So when you eat that shtickel bread, when you have that little piece of bread, your cake, you eat the donut that you daven, demir tashem, let Linda pick up the donuts and the coffee for Wednesday morning. Now when you eat a little donut, you're not just adding calories, you're also imbibing something that has the results of your tefillah. So we're on the bottom of page Kuf Nun, the bottom of 150. Says Rav Pinkus, Miyuchad b'zein yin limar ha-Torah. When it comes to this notion of davening, not just in shul and not just from the sitter, we have a special quality of davening when it comes to learning. Now you might have said, davening and learning are two separate things. What are you talking about? When I learn, I learn. When I daven, I daven. What in the world does davening have to do with learning? Learning is learning, davening is davening. The Chazal dorsha me'aposik, but Chazal learned from the pasuk. Yashem yitin chokma mipiv da'as usvuna. The kinyan chokma boi tefila. Chazal learned from this pasuk. That it requires davening in order to achieve chachma. Who determines whether you're going to break your teeth on a tosos and get it, or whether you're going to walk away with no comprehension? Who determines whether this is going to imprint itself in your memory in a lasting way, or whether an hour later you won't even remember what you just learned? Who determines whether it transforms you or whether it goes in one ear and out the other? So in other words, in the realm, in the area of Talmud Torah, there certainly is a high level of our hishtadlus, of our exerting effort. But just like in other arenas of our life, we do the effort. But the results, the accomplishments, the achievements are something that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Malamei Torah Le'amo Yisrael. We don't normally, again, think of, I need Hashem's help for Parnasa, and Shiduchim, and children. I need Hashem's help for emergencies and crisis. But learning, just open the Sefer and learn. Where does Hashem come in? But the answer is, we rely on Hashem for success in our learning. Kamo Shamru Chazal, Afilu Echad Sheosik B'Torah, Shechinat Kenegdo. Even somebody, when they're learning Torah, God's presence is opposite them. So you can view it either that you need tefillah because you need Hashem, we need Hashem for the results in our attempt to learn. But more than that, when we learn, we find ourselves opposite Hashem. And what a tragedy it would be to be opposite Hashem and not have had a conversation. Imagine you come face to face with a friend, and you nod, and go on your way. Once you're already opposite your friend, you meet your friend in line at Starbucks, you're not going to say hello, good morning, catch up. If you find yourself in the presence of someone you care about, of course you have a conversation. So if Talmud Torah is the mechanism to find yourself in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, with whom we crave to have an intimate relationship, how could you not stop and have a conversation? And therefore the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron, that were constantly representative of Hashem and the Jewish people, the Gemara tells us that in one pasuk there's a stira, there's a contradiction. One pasuk it describes the kruvim, the angelic figurines facing each other, another they're facing away, and the Gemara concludes, when we're doing well with God, when all is good and we feel close, He feels close, they face each other. And when not, they face away. But here, they were always there together. In other words, when we were disobeying Hashem, one of the crew of them didn't jump off the top of the Aron and run away. Now, why were the crew of them Davka on the Aron? Why not on the menorah or the shulchan or the mizbeach? Why were they on the Aron? Because the Aron houses the Luchos and the original Sefer Torah. The Aron is the kli, the vessel that represents and symbolizes Torah. So it's on top of the vessel of Torah that you have the reminder that Hashem and the Jewish people are always together. Sometimes facing away from one another, hopefully more often facing towards one another, but always together. Kachu ikar tzuras lima Torah. Im Hashem Yisrael Davka. We're with Hashem. By the way, many of the halachas, he doesn't get into this. The halachas correspond with this. The idea that Torah should be learned with recess, with zeh, Torah should be learned with a sense of trembling and awe and reverence. Torah should be learned. There's a whole discussion. Who sits? The Rebbe sits, the Talmud sits. Can you sit when you're learning Torah? There's an attitude towards Torah that, you know, you're not lying on the couch, falling asleep with the sefer landing on the floor in a puddle of drool. Torah is supposed to be a recreation of Har Sinai. You go back to Mount Sinai, you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what Pinchas is developing. We daven in the context of learning, both to have success in learning. I'll never forget, once at the late Marav, years ago, and I was standing next to a visitor, a guest, who was here, and he's davening. Sometimes people daven in a way they can hear, but also the people around them can hear. It's a little distracting. I never, in Shema Koleinu, he was davening from the depths of his being for help with a specific tosfos. I'll never forget the sincerity. He wasn't doing it because someone was going to write an art scroll book about him, or later write a blog, because I could tell he was in his own world. I think actually he was still davening was over, and it was quiet. He was still talking to himself. He was in his own world. He was a guest, no one knew his name. He was not. But from the depths of his being, in Shema Koleinu, he said, Hashem, I'm working on this Tosfos, I'm not chopping it, I need your help, please allow me, enable me to understand it. It was unbelievable. I walked away inspired and transformed. So, you know, the Rav said, Rabbi Soloveitchik once said, that davening is us talking to Hashem, and learning is Hashem talking to us. Learning is Hashem talking to us. When we learn His Torah, Hashem is talking to us. And when we daven, we're talking to Hashem. But the truth is, they're not so independent. They don't have to be divided. There's overlap. We daven in the context of learning, because it's with learning that we find ourselves opposite Hashem. So Reb Chaim Vital, a great student of the Ari, taught us that a condition for wisdom is that we're willing to cry in order to achieve it. If you want wisdom, it's not just about reading or getting a tutor or studying, but the condition of achieving wisdom is to ask for it. In other words, it's not just a process of being amel. We have a minute and a half left, so I don't have time to go into my editorial comment. It's not just a process of breaking your teeth on it, but of knowing why you're breaking your teeth on it. You know, one of my pet peeves, I think that we have to do a better job in yeshivas in every stage of education, is that whatever you're learning, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Torah, Tanakh, all of it can be a platform and mechanism to talk about Emunah. So, you know, I think it's Rav Kook, in his commentary on the beginning of Bava Metzia, says, you know, Shnai Mochzim B'tala, Zeo Mashali, Zeo Mashali, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer Yachloku. Right, he reads into it, you have Machlokas, Acham, Sumchas, what's the din, what's the halacha? But to read into it, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer Yachloku. Meaning that whatever you're learning, seemingly the most dry, esoteric law that has nothing to do with spirituality, you can still read into it, this is Hashem's blueprint for the world. I'm learning right now what Hashem wants from me, what Hashem, how He sees the world. So, learning is not an intellectual cognitive exercise divorced from Hashem. But rather, learning is a means and mechanism to be in the presence of the Almighty, to understand His design, His plan for the world, through that to grow closer to Him, and to use it as an opportunity to connect to Him. It's not an exercise. I know a friend of mine whose father-in-law is off the derech, was very firm growing up, but loved learning. His father-in-law was visiting. Mamash is Machal Shabbos before Hesia. My friend came down one day. He was sitting with Rabbi Kiva Eger open on the table and a Gemara. And what do you do? He says, I always love learning. I love the... So for him, it's mamish and intellectual gymnastics. It's a cognitive exercise. He's an atheist. He thinks he's an atheist. Maybe that reveals he's got a pintel yid still. But he's a Machal Shabbos before Hesia. And yet, he loved Rabbi Kiva Eger. But that's not Torah. That's Chochmah. Torah is when it's opposite, sitting opposite the Shechina and using it to connect Emir Tashem with him. We should all be Zocha to hear Besoros Tovos and Simchos Yeshuas Menachamos.